Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala. Attar, say salam to all of them.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, please lower your gaze. Listen to the dars with full concentration, because by looking here and there, by playing on the floor with your fingers, or by messing around with your clothes, body or hair, it is possible you may not gain all the blessings. It is narrated in Al-Qawlul Badi'. Once, a person saw a horrible thing in his dream. He fearfully asked, "Who are you?" It replied, "I am your bad deeds." The person asked, "What is the way that I can get rid of you?" It replied, "By reciting salawat and durood in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers, listeners of Madani channel, indeed we are in the period of where we commemorate especially the incidences that took place on the plains of Karbala. Try to imagine, try to contemplate and think about the hair-raising scene of Karbala. Whenever someone oppresses you, think about the scene of Karbala. To act upon the sunnah. Imagine the hair-raising scene of Karbala whenever you are oppressed, when you are acting according to the sunnah. What was the fault of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's family? They only wanted the glory of Islam. The beautiful flowers of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's garden was brutally trampled upon as a punishment of this crime. Alas, the buds of the garden of Sayyidina Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha were mercilessly trampled by the hooves of horses. What would have been the feelings of Sayyid al-Shuhada Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu at the time when the army of Yazid would have killed his sons in front of his very eyes? Alas, baby Ali Asghar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. What would have been the magnitude of the grief and sadness of Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu at the time when an arrow would have struck and pierced the thirsty throat of Ali Asghar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he would have died in his father's lap. And how sad Sayyida Shahr Banu radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Ali Asghar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, how sad would she have been when she would have seen the blood-stained corpse of a little child, a little baby. What would be the feelings of Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Sakina radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and the other woman of the family at the time when Sayyidu Shuhada Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would be departing from their camp for being beheaded after the martyrdom of his sons and other beloved companions alayhim ridwan. And then only Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was ill, and some ladies remained alive. All the camps became desolate. The corpses of the youth and the children of the Holy Family were lying everywhere outside the camps. The cruel troops of Yazid plundered and burnt the camps, imprisoned all, raised the heads of the martyrs on spears, and drove the plundered caravan like a herd of animals. Even its imagination is extremely heartbreaking. Our heart weeps with the tears of blood when these horrific scenes cross our minds. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers, listeners of Madani channel, if you remember these scenes, inshallah azza wa jal, your troubles, your very own troubles, will look extremely trivial to you. Our trouble is not a trouble at all if compared with that of the Ahlul Bayt. Have patience, sabr when going through times of difficulty. Lead your short life according to the Sharia and Sunnah, and remain associated with Dawat-e-Islami. Keep calling other Islamic brothers into the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami towards righteousness. Remember, death is inevitable. Those who hold us dear will soon take us to the desolate cemetery on their shoulders and come back. They will return after burying us in that dark, lonely grave. Allah Azza wa Jal forbid if we indulge in immodesty, if we adopt unlawful fashions, if we become careless in offering our salah, if we neglect our salah and having fast, and if Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam become displeased with us, and if as a result we are punished, how will we stay in our dark graves? Is it possible? It is possible. It will happen to many that in their dark, lonely, narrow graves, snakes and scorpions will punish them till the day of judgment. Therefore, one should never be heedless of death. Death is stalking one. Make preparations. Make preparations for your hereafter. But firstly for the qabr, for the grave, and then the hereafter, the eternal life. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers, listeners of Madani channel, one can gain much benefits, much blessings, but also a good company by carrying out Madani works of Dawat-e-Islami. One gets habitual of performing good deeds and gets the love of Medina, subhanallah. Gets the love of Sahaba Ikram, gets the love of Ahlul Bayt, gets the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Try to imagine the huge thawabs of calling others towards righteousness. Let us look at the following narration and be inspired and encouraged to invite others towards righteousness in whichever way, whether via distributing the Rasail, the booklets of Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Daman Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, bringing others, making their minds to attend the Madani Ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami, to travel on the Madani Qafilas, to fill out Madani Na'amat, or to engage in any other Madani activity. One Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah, Ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, humbly asked, O Allah Azza wa Jal, what is the reward for the one calling his brother towards righteousness and preventing him from evil? Allah Azza wa Jal said, I write the reward of 1 year's worship for his each and every statement, and I have shyness in giving him the punishment of hellfire. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. If we tell something good to somebody, we will get the thawab of 1 year's worship. What a spiritual investment this is. Ponder. For example, if you give dars from Faizani Sunnat to any other Islamic brother, and suppose you read out just 2 pages, and perhaps 20 good things were described, you will, inshallah azza wa jal, receive the thawab of 20 years worth of worship. Whether or not that Islamic brother who was listening to the dars acts in accordance or not. Our duty is to pass the message, to rectify ourselves and all people of the world, inshallah azza wa jal. Further, if that Islamic brother had to start acting upon what you had mentioned, what you had described during your dars, you will also gain the thawab and the reward so long as that person keeps acting upon that advice. If somebody conveyed any sunnah which was learnt from you to another person, so both he and you will gain thawab and reward. In this way, inshallah azza wa jal, your thawab, your reward will multiply in abundance. In this world, if man is shown the thawab and the reward of calling others towards righteousness, that he will be given in the hereafter, the akhirah, perhaps he will not waste even a single moment. He will just only keep spreading the call towards righteousness every moment of his life. Do not let satanic whisperings and thoughts cross your mind, because he would create hurdles in your path. So do not give up the great task of calling others towards righteousness. Give dars through Faizan Sunnat. This is one of the Madani works, activities of Dawud Islami. Distribute the Madani pearls of Sunnah by giving dars at different places, different times, to attain heaps of rewards. Remember the struggles of the Ahlul Bayt, of Sahaba Ikram, on the battlefield, on the plains of Karbala, are lessons for us. No matter what difficulties we are going through, their difficulties are much more. We must take lesson from their lives, lesson from their actions, all good things, to establish our salah, and to practice the sunnah as best as we can. Ameen bijahin nabiyin ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala. Attar, say salam.